Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this hour, we've got the cookie jar at 9:35. Mike Valeni at 9:18 with the dog of the week, 10-1, picking underdogs on this show. He said to me yesterday, he goes, why are we doing Cash the Ticket? All I do is fight to get to 500 when I'm 10-1 on the Friday morning spot.
Yeah.
So this is the spot. If you want some winners, we'll get Mike in here, and like his entire card is underdogs this week. So we'll talk to Valeni coming up in 18 minutes. By the way, crosstalk today. If Doug and Gator come in and we get a little bit of time here, did you hear what Doug was saying about Big Ten radio booths?
Well, I heard a little rumor, but
I heard this yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
I wasn't listening to him yesterday.
He was not that confident that you guys as a duo could beat other Big Ten duos in a fight.
Okay. Can he not take George Blaha?
You'll have to ask him. Gator started throwing different crews at him. Doug was very uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, I mean, my response was, that's an undefeated streak right there.
Wait a minute. Which broadcast team locally
like in a fight
would win a
like no a, like Big Ten booths is how it came up. So like the Penn State radio booth, yeah. The Indiana radio booth. If you guys got into a brawl,
we win.
I would think so, John.
Yeah,
and even if you localized it, all of our local teams, you guys would win, right?
You think so?
Yeah,
100%. You got Lomas.
Even with Skinny John.
Yeah,
you could take Lomas.
Yeah, and Skinny John versus Old Lomas.
Doug would have his helmet on.
He'd be ready to go.
Yeah,
buckle up the chin strap.
All right. Dan would probably have to do that with a face mask. I mean, he's a very handsome man. I don't know that he would want to get hit in the
TV's
face.
TV's Dan Miller.
Yeah, TV Dan Miller.
Yeah, you don't want to get punched in the face.
It is 3-on-2 with the Lions, though.
Are they get TJ?
It's a guard.
I toss that thing right up to boom.
We can get Doug's thoughts on it at the end of the show. Let's get to the phones. EJ in Detroit, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. What's up?
I pretty much was just calling to, keep the fire going and just let y'all know that second loss is going to come towards the end of the season where we don't won so many games that they let our backup quarterback play. It's not going to come with Jared Goff. He's too hot right now.
That's the only loss. Then they finished 15-2, and it's kind of a only because they gave it away. Not because they actually lost on a football field. Listen, it doesn't feel like EJ, I understand the confidence. I do, because I really don't know what's supposed to trip this team up. They've lost a key defensive player. They've had an offensive player suspended. They've played outdoors, which was supposed to be this huge issue. They've gone on the road twice in the division, taken the best of the best in the best division. It hasn't mattered. Even the spots where you go, okay, it's the league, you'll look past Tennessee. Doesn't matter. 50 points. And it's a credit to Campbell, because I do think there's a lot of teams in the NFL that have these like lulls, and they can win a certain way, but they can't win every way. And it feels like the Lions can win any way the game needs to be played.
Yeah, I mean, for all three phases, we saw the special teams show up, show out against Tennessee. Not that they needed to, but they did. Defense earlier in the year, offense since then. I mean, they are the most well-rounded team. And you look at the teams that they play. Buffalo's probably the next most well-rounded team.
Detroit, I think, will be favored even against Buffalo, San Francisco, the best team still on the schedule. Who do they lose to? Ticket Texture says, don't let this week be the look ahead. Stroud might not have all his weaponry, but he is a different player at home.
There's no question. And he does pose a lot of concerns. That's why I think Za'Darius will actually play in this game. I think he's a guy that can help neutralize some of the skill set that C.J. Stroud has, but there's no Stephon Diggs. And if Nico Collins can't play. Like, part of the reason he has been sacked so many times, he's got nowhere to go with the ball.
Yeah, it's two things. It's they got to do a better job up front.
Right.
But guys aren't creating separation. It's Tank Dell, and that's been really it. Now, I don't know if Nico's going to play. This is the first week he's eligible to come back. I've been looking at the practice reports, and it's not like he is hit the ground running.
There,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, and with a hamstring, it's one of those things that tends to nag, and maybe he doesn't play this week.
Right. And it's one that they're going to show extreme caution with, because if he does come back too early, it's another 4 weeks.
Yeah, multi-week setback.
I've seen quite a few Texans games, at least portions of them this year, and especially towards the end. They've won a lot of late, close games.
Yep.
I don't know how they win this game without Nico Collins. Like, Stroud needs him. I will say, like, the loss of Collins has shown to me that CJ still got some growing to do. He's lenient on his number one. And that's typical for a lot of young QBs, especially.
Yeah.
You know, but I also think, too, with Will Anderson potentially out, this is going to be the biggest jinx ever. I don't know how they would lose the game if they both don't play.
Well, but here's the other thing. Their offense.
I just got the Greg.
Uh-huh. Without Diggs, without Nico Collins, and it's not like they didn't have Nico Collins at the beginning of the year, but they've only scored over 30 points one time, and that was against the Patriots.
Right.
Hey, you know what I say? Hell, let's see if this team is jinx-proof. This is a game to try it out.
All right, should we Costa lock it?
Wear my Dagger Time t-shirt?
There we go.
Sure.
Let's bring it all out there.
Yeah.
Really flirt with it?
I think we've already been doing that.
Yeah.
We all picked them.
We unanimously picked the lines at least two straight weeks, right? Or did you?
No, last week.
Yeah.
On the show, I took the Lions, and then as the weekend wore on and into the Sunday show,
because
I
it didn't make any sense to not eventually take the other team.
Yeah, I talked myself
that's why
into
you,
it.
Oh, you
then,
let pressure. You let pressure get to you.
No, because in finishing the show with you last week, I realized I had spent 3 hours making the case for the Packers and just kind of like wimped out. If I really thought the Packers were going to win, I should just say it. So I did on the Sunday tailgate leading into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was epically wrong. Nothing stops
Good
this
for
team.
You. Good for you.
Well, you thought that they were like defying logic. That logic would eventually catch his team, and this team is defying logic.
They're not only winning, they're covering every week as big favorites. They're like the public's backing them, which, you know, Vegas doesn't get in the business of giving out freebies, but the Lions have been a freebie. They're not only 7-1, they're 7-1 against the number, and it's as a favorite, and it's by a favorite of more than a field goal, more than a touchdown, more than double digits. Well, it's double digits against Tennessee, and none of it has mattered. This team is...
That's truly special in that way. I feel like that's what vintage teams in NFL history have done. Like, I remember back in the day, you couldn't create a spread high enough for the 49ers.
Yeah.
That they were just covering machines. And once in a while, they'd lose a couple games a year. And that's just because that's the nature of the sport.
Ticket texters on Za'Darius Smith. He's going to play. This is the coaches not tipping their hand and giving the Texans something to think about, Joe, in Newport.
Sure. I mean, it's like what we're seeing in San Francisco. Is Christian McCaffrey going to play or not? I think we kind of believe he is, but he's yet to actually be activated.
It's fine if Za'Darius doesn't play, according to this ticket texter. It's the long game for this roster. They value him being rested rather than rushed.
That's the only thing, because we've seen them do that with some other vets. Where, yeah, maybe a guy could play, but they find a way. It's Frank Ragnow before the bye week. Let's buy an extra week of not playing him so that we can get the bye week and get an extra opportunity for him to continue to heal up, because they are playing the long game. Because if he does play, it's going to be, and he plays the rest of the season, it's 18 games for him.
I don't know how to say this. I don't want it to be taken the wrong way. If they were to lose this game, these are the kind of losses that are more acceptable. The AFC losses, right? All things considered, if you're going to lose, you don't want to lose in division. You don't want to lose in the NFC because of tiebreakers. Not that a loss is ever acceptable, John, but like if their thought was Za'Darius, it's a plan to have him not getting worn down in his 30s. Let's let him actually have a bye week because we don't have a bye week the rest of the way. And we... I know could get one with the one seed, but we need him to be in tip-top shape in January.
In February.
And if they say, we think we're going to win regardless, and if we lose, this is one of the more excusable losses on the schedule. Not that factors into coaching, but I do think that's part of the game here, right?
Could be.
I ask you a quick question. Just give me a quick answer.
Yeah.
Why has this happened so fast, like this year? Like, I thought they had, me and John thought the ceiling going in... We were very bullish on this team,
mm-hmm.
but the way the dominating nature of it, Hey, is it last year's draft class that has just accelerated this? When you go with those first four picks in that draft, it's four starters in the top 46 picks.
Yeah, you start stacking
on all four.
Yeah.
You not only hit, you got one Pro Bowler. You might have another in Laporta. You got what looks to be a great linebacker in Campbell, still growing. And you have mini Marshall Faulk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibbs is a guy I feel like we haven't given enough love. And he is one of the most dangerous, dynamic players in the NFL. And yard per carry, I don't think anybody's better right now in the league than
no,
him.
No, there's not.
A couple more ticket texts. The only loss I can think is we might lose the Bills, but that's a low percentage. I'm on the 16-1 Jet, baby. Go Lions, Casey down south. 16-1, I keep saying it from another ticket texter. And guys, think about it like this. It's a first-place schedule, and it's still hard to find a loss. The team is built for a dynasty. Mm-hmm. It's 97-1.
Hey, the NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action right now. FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off or buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Doesn't matter your reason. Maybe you want to see Wemby develop and it's in his second year. It's Ja Morant, or it's, you know, it's coming to the end for LeBron. Maybe you want to just watch every moment you possibly can. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this season. FanDuel is the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. After 3 month trial, the full price of League Pass will automatically be charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to his dog of the week. 10-1 now?
Yeah.
And your whole card on cash ticket, underdogs and overs.
Yeah, this week is going to go really good or really bad.
Can't wait.
This is really good or really bad. And you're on a couple of these with me.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. I hope you're going to pick the game that I love most this week.
We can do two of them if you want. I couldn't really decide between one, and we're 10-1. We got a little extra cheese to throw around, so let's have some fun.
Have a little fun with it. Before we get to your dog of the week, when do the Lions lose their next game?
Never.
Perfect.
I'm done. No, I'm done treating the Lions within the rules of the NFL. Like, John, I brought you up, and I had said I wanted to ask you this. Like, there are just certain games in this league. You can be on your way to a Super Bowl,
yeah,
but you know you're going to lose games along the way.
Yeah.
Just how it works. And then once a decade, a team violates that,
mm-hmm,
and they don't lose. Like, there's those setup spots of, hey, back-to-back, on the road, in the division, you know, tough
short
spot.
Weeks.
Right. Doesn't matter for this team. Nope. And even last week, outside, horrible weather, at Green Bay. You thought Green Bay was putting it together. Goff would have the little mittens on. Doesn't matter. Garbage can. I don't know. I'm not picking it. Look, Sunday, should they lose? Well, they should.
No.
They won't. It doesn't. And again, look, Nico might not play. Will Anderson might not play.
Well, that's the other thing. You look at the beginning of the season. We talked about Aiden Hutchinson having 4 sacks in one game. And
Tampa, 3 backup tackles.
Yeah. And so everything is falling their way.
I said it yesterday, John. I asked Lions fans, has it hit you? Like, this might be more than just, like, I picked him to win the Super Bowl in August, and I'm not, whatever, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, John, it's even better than what I imagined.
Yeah.
And it's it feels magical. I don't want people to feel like I'm insulting it by saying it's magic.
I think everybody sees that it is magic but it's magic backed up by some facts. When the Tigers did it,
it was
there were
ridiculous.
No facts.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're doing it with all
pros.
Don't
tell Scott Harris that, but no. Yeah. This is our plan all along.
Right. When's Bregman coming to town?
Half past never.
Okay.
Why do you? I heard you guys do the Boris thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why people are mad at Scott Boris.
No, he didn't. He didn't do anything wrong. He said
I heard you read one ticket text. And was like, we don't take our orders from an agent. It's like, all right, cool. Enjoy McKinstry at third.
All he said is put your toe in the water. Try a little bit.
Yeah, and he's got a business to run.
Oh, I know. And he's got clients.
But I also do like how after one bad off season, you have some people thinking like Scott Boris is, Biden. It's like, dude, come on. He hasn't lost his mind. He's still a high powered. Agent who knows what he's doing. Like, he's not out here mumbling and
right,
you know, hey grandpa, it's time for your
he also has other guys that are currently on the roster that hey, if we do Scoops. This deal, let's exactly. do this. I mean, there's
but see you're thinking like a major market team. Do we have one of those here? See, John's no thinking proof. About hey, I tell you what, Scotty, one hand washes the other. We'll get this Scooble thing done and you get Alex Bregman over here
and we throw him a little day. Extra.
Yeah. I don't see that because look, I don't want to build Jim's ego. It's big enough.
Please do. This is
no. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
hold on. Those headphones aren't going to fit anymore.
John, I want to apologize in advance. I think Jim made a good point. And it was the idea of I'll blame Scott, not Chris, because there is this air of smartest guy in the room with him. Mm-hmm. And his comment the other day, his actions could be different. Well, I mean, you know, we have the youngest team in baseball. And if everybody gets a little bit better, we're great. And, you know, outside contribution never outweighs internal development. I'm like, yeah, great. Here's Soto on line three. Outside production can be just fine.
Yeah. And if you were to add Soto, you're not even to the median.
I'm not. You know what's funny? I was talking to Gov outside. I was like, look, if the offseason was Bregman and Christian Walker, think about first and third. You got a pair of gold glove caliber guys, mm-hmm. two right-handed bats. Mm-hmm. Walker would be a 2 or 3 year commitment, 30 home runs. Bregman, probably a 5 to 6 year commitment. But again, 25 to 30, but professionals, mm-hmm. good at bats. You've got a familiarity with Hinch.
Pedigree,
and guess what?
World Series.
Winners. There you go. Yep.
And how much does, okay,
Walker
if you want to
Super
talk
Bowl,
about
the World Series 2 years ago.
You want to talk about the improvement for the current roster.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they come back in April and they're, or late March, they're the exact same as they were last year. You add those guys to the lineup. Now, just imagine what AJ Hinch can do with making those guys better just by positioning the lineup.
Yeah, think about the stagger between lefty-righty split where you've got Parker, Kerry Bonds, and Riley Green, and your right-handed offset is Bregman, Christian Walker.
Right.
Like, I'm just making a point. Yep. Like, there's or Santander. You know, there's ways to do this where it doesn't involve $600 million. What I don't want is this. Him and Rieger got killed last year. They got vilified. Because they wanted this Matt Chapman thing. Like, I didn't care who they signed. I'm
right,
just going,
just sign somebody, yeah.
Human being who holds bat. Like, what we can't do is this idea of people get vilified for wanting more. Because if not now, when?
We're all on the same team. We want this team to be better.
It's
and there are players available that make them better.
I don't know why people want to defend this team. They haven't won a World Series in 40 years.
Dog of the week.
Let's go. You want to go two of them?
Sure.
All right.
One, two, three.
Utah. All right. Utah plus 3.5, hosting fake-ass BYU and their old man strength. And then, because you don't care about the breakdown, you just want the picks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Kansas. Let's go Kansas catching the three against Iowa State at Arrowhead. Yeah, but hold on. Iowa State's been ass for a few weeks. You got Kansas off a bye. You know Leopold is 16-7 off a bye?
I do now.
So, like, just this idea of Kansas power running game, yeah. ISU looks flat as hell. And what's Kansas's strength? Two NFL corners. What does ISU need to do? Explosives in the pass game to the two decent receivers. It's ratty.
John, which one do you like better?
Utah. I mean, they're the team that has 100% underperformed. Now, a lot of injuries, obviously, to the quarterback.
And they're at home.
And they're
rivalry
off a bye.
Game.
And I know BYU is too, but here's the thing. BYU's all the metrics. Like Retzlaff, their quarterback, he's getting away with murder. Like, this guy's not good. And he throws balls into seven defenders and, you know, bounces off someone's face. I don't believe. And BYU hits every fourth down. Yep. They make the Lions look average. So, like, I just think it's rivalry. It's Rice Eccles at night.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some special helmets on. Utah breaking out some special helmets.
Good if they were.
Take the points with both. You're getting at least three in both of those, depending where you go.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Okay, Mike, I've tried to find stories that aren't so deep and depressing for you. So hopefully some of these you'll enjoy. All right. Well, I'm going to start with this one. Detroit will soon become the largest city in the country that will allow residents to pay taxes and other fees using cryptocurrency.
Sure, I'll take it.
So that's not negative,
that
right?
That is not a baby being thrown off a bridge.
No, the city announced on Thursday that it's launching this program that will allow crypto payments through a secure platform managed by PayPal. It's expected to become available sometime mid-2025. They didn't give an exact date, and officials didn't say whether it will be prior to the tax deadline or not.
That's
but
big
that
for John.
Is coming.
John's huge in the crypto.
Are you
the
crypto,
guy?
World?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I know.
Ethereum enthusiast.
Yeah. What about this one? Miami Dolphins fans can now sniff Odell Beckham's jock strap. Sort of. Yeah, so BetUS has released a candle that claims to capture the essence of his game day gear. Yes, it's $50.
You're a Giants fan, right?
Bro, I hated him when he was with the team.
Oh, really?
I ain't want nothing to do with that candle.
And it's literally like his torso. The candle looks like his torso with a jock strap
now,
on.
Let me guess, what's the wick?
Well, it's not what you think. It apparently mixes essences of amber, green lavender, neroli, and hints of musk. And some say the candle brings sweat, worn leather, and adrenaline to life.
And finishing notes of narcissism and delusion.
There you have it.
God, whose idea was this? John, you want to make an O-line collection?
The Lang and Jansen line of scented candles.
Yeah, we'll call it Power Trap Potty Break.
Oh, God.
Presented by Yankee Candle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
Heather.
What about this? When's the last time you've been to Minnesota?
Never.
Are you going there anytime soon?
No.
Well, if you do somehow make your way to Minnesota, you need to watch out for beaver, okay? Because it's now illegal to eat beaver in Minnesota.
Put that in the audio board, Greg. Thank you.
Yes.
See how quick I can get in trouble with that one.
It's not all beaver.
It's not all beaver. It's just nuisance beaver.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
yes.
So look out for that. Yeah, there's been this amendment to this Minnesota statute that talks all about the removal of nuisance beaver. And the line in this amendment says human consumption of retained beaver is prohibited. Mm. So basically it means if there is a nuisance beaver in your area, you are allowed to trap it.
You just have to release it.
You just can't eat it.
Yes. Fantastic. All of this audio will be analyzed.
Mike, have you ever had beaver?
There you go. Excellent. This is excellent. But see, I know how to play this game, and I'm not going to have my crew turn this around on me. So, hey, there's Heather with the news. I'm going to be cookies. I ain't playing this game. It'll come back around right over this way.
This is some more good news. A 114-year-old in Pennsylvania, a woman is now believed to be the oldest living person in North America.
How old?
114.
Do you want to live that long? I don't.
If I'm in good health and if I'm all there mentally, yes.
But 114?
She was born in 1910. She's outlived her husband, her three sons, as well as dozens of other siblings.
See, that's a life.
Six different husbands.
Yeah, she also says she's never smoked, never drank alcohol. I mean, at this point, you better start.
Yeah, live a little.
Yeah. Right? Like,
Why not try it?
A little bit of fun.
Like, had my first drink at 114.
How depressing does it have to be? You're 114. Like, look how... Like, the world is upside down.
She seems very content at this moment. Yeah. She likes baking, cooking, drawing, music, and staying social.
Yeah, but you just beat it all.
Staying social?
Yeah.
114.
I know.
She's asleep by 3 p.m.
She's probably got like a big bingo circuit she's been
in. Bingo circuit.
Yeah. You know, the old folks home, they say that's where it all gets done.
Yeah, 114, though.
That's his goal.
Yeah, 100's my goal.
I'd love to live to 100.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what's your exit strategy? How long you plan on living?
If I could sign a piece of paper where I was in good health, oh, Christ, if I could get to 75, I'd sign the piece of paper.
75? That seems like a low bar.
I don't want the rest.
That is a low bar.
Yeah, well, take a look at some of my family when they died. I just make it a point to you. It's just... There gets a point where it's not living, it's existing. I don't want the existing.
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah.
I want to live. I don't know. I don't have any good memories of my grandparents. They weren't living. They were awful.
There's a question about this in the cookie jar. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that next.
Oh, it's we got a mortality segment of the cookie jar?
Yes. Yes. One question involving mortality, baby. It's 97.1. We'll get to mortality in a second. We have six questions in the cookie jar. The first, This is something that we deal with on a daily basis. When you need a pick-me-up, is it coffee, tea, pop, or energy drinks?
For me, it's always been coffee. But it's not necessarily for a pick-me-up. I could drink coffee all day long. In fact, I finished off a pot of coffee just after dinner last night.
That's like my mom. She just drinks coffee for the taste of it at that point.
I like it.
Yeah, for me, it's energy drinks because I drink pop normally. Like, that's just included in my normal diet. But if I really need a pick-me-up, I'm going for that Red Bull. I'm going for 5-Hour Energy or something like that.
Energy drinks for me. What about you guys back there?
Definitely coffee. Ever since I started working an adult job, meaning as an adult, in the morning, coffee's always been that pick-me-up for me.
Yeah.
Mine's coffee, too. I'm one of those people, if I don't have it in the morning, I'm different. I'm relying on it. It's pathetic.
There's been times where I've gone without coffee, and I don't get the caffeine headaches. I don't get that whole deal. I just need a warm drink in the morning. So sometimes I'll go with tea if we're out of coffee for... It doesn't throw me off. I just need a warm drink.
Tea only if I'm sick. I like tea, but only if I'm sick.
See, I don't like warm drinks.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Like, I don't like coffee. I don't like tea. I don't really like hot chocolate. I mean, I'll get
it. You don't like hot
it.
Chocolate? What about a spiked hot chocolate?
Cider?
Oh, I mean, good. I'll drink it, I guess, to enjoy the alcohol, but I just...
Cider and donuts?
Not my thing. I mean, cold cider's fine.
Okay. What kind of person do you think Tom is when he doesn't have coffee? Because he's a completely different person. Is he, like, mellow...
No, I just no energy at all.
Oh, okay.
I need it.
So mellow.
It's sad.
Okay. Yeah. This next one says, pick one fast food to have for the rest of your life.
Oh, this one's easy for me. Five Guys. 100%. Their burgers, the combination of burger and fries is second to none. Some places may have better fries. Some places may have a better burger. But when you can go to the same place and get a great burger and great fries...
Heather?
Well, mine's going to be a little different, I think, than all of yours. And I think this is considered fast food. Beyond Juice. I eat Beyond Juice every single day. Pretty much. I could. It's so expensive that I can't, but I...
Do you eat or
what's
do you
the
drink?
Go-to?
Both.
Yeah.
Smoothie
oh,
and...
They have actual like solid food?
Oh, they've got lots of food. Yeah, I typically get a breakfast burrito, but...
Oh, what's in a breakfast burrito?
I just get egg, spinach, and tomato with cheese. But you can get everything. Yeah. Why are you cringing?
You didn't expect her to say bacon or sausage.
No, I know, but yeah.
Why is that gross? Because I said spinach?
No, like, the tomato.
I don't like tomato either.
So back there. Five Guys is fast food?
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm going to count.
I didn't quite. Sure. I thought I went a little bit more like.
Traditional?
Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Breakfast. They have breakfast food. And. Okay, what?
No, I'll just finish.
I just couldn't like. I like Taco Bell. I get sick of it so fast though. I mean,
yeah.
If that's the only one, and no to the burger, the basic burger joints at least. But Five Guys, that would be great.
Five Guys, good choice. I did go like classic fast food too. Wendy's. When I was 90 pounds heavier,
that
Wendy's,
was your go-to.
The spicy chicken sandwich. They got the Baconator, and I love the Frosty
chicken sandwiches. If I'm going to pick one for the rest of my life, it's not going to be a chicken sandwich.
Well, you pick Chick-fil-A. That's their thing.
So combination. I'm not going to pick chicken either way.
I'm saying the variety of the menu, the Baconator plus the chicken sandwich plus the Frosty. And I like when they do the sea salt fries at Wendy's. Anyway, Greg, what do you got?
Look, I've got an 8-year-old, so McDonald's is pretty solid. I got the chicken McNuggets. I got the McChicken sandwich, which you can get two for less than $3, which is a solid value.
Value.
Like so the, much chicken.
Yeah, like the... variety of McDonald's.
Yeah.
If you could live forever, would you want to?
Done. Yes, absolutely. I want to see everything that, I mean, I would have liked to have started earlier so that I could see more of what happened before, but I definitely want to see where this is going.
Now, what if you're the only one that lives forever and everybody else you know eventually dies off?
I make new friends.
I'm going no. Because... I like to like have like a purpose for life and value my time in life. And when you live forever, there's not that value on things and you don't cherish things as much and you're going to see more death than anybody ever in the entire world.
But that's a negative way of looking at it. You also get to see more life than anybody else. Because
stories and experiences.
It's your great grandkids.
Everyone's going to die off.
You share them with the person you're with at that time and future people down the line. I would want to live forever. Okay.
No, you've made two people. They'll probably make more, so you still have family.
If I live forever,
great grandchildren
keep on rolling downhill.
Hang
I'm
out
still
with
gonna
them.
Say no.
I am going to piggyback off of Heather's comment. I think that knowing that there is an end is what makes the time here worthwhile. So I'm going to say
You cherish it more, right? Yeah.
I wouldn't be in such a rush.
I have a tendency sometimes to be too literal, and I take this very literal, this question. First off, if you were here the rest of your life, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like you could kill somebody, serve your time, get back out, and go on about your business.
Is that what you would do?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just
saying.
That's
an option.
Thing about living your forever is
unless it's a life sentence.
Nothing matters.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Greg and Heather are right. And in terms of like, I mean, if you bring faith into this, I'd rather be in heaven. It's supposed to be better.
Well, I suppose that's fair. What's the one chore you refuse to do for your partner?
See, I had a hard time with this one. I don't know that there's anything I would refuse.
Your least favorite chore?
Folding laundry.
Yeah, the word refuse got me too. I'm like, but I refuse to actually do anything.
Call it under no circumstances.
But the one chore that I don't do, that I've never done at this current house, is mow the lawn.
Oh.
Acts of service are my love language. It gives me great joy to do things for my wife.
Sure.
Fold your clothes? Nah.
Pass on that.
This is such an easy answer after today's show. It's purchase nuisance beaver products.
Okay. I said cleaning the kitchen floor. I just hated it as a kid. I don't like doing it. Even though we've upgraded the gadgets and it's not that bad. Like we've got one of those, the shark mops.
You have like a spin mop?
Yeah, and those are game changing. Mm-hmm. I just don't like cleaning the floor.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's so easy. And it's so gratifying too.
I know. I don't mind vacuuming, but for some reason, like the hardwood floor and scrubbing.
It's basically the exact same thing.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the same motions, movement.
I don't have
same
a great
body
idea.
Position.
Yeah.
You're not like strange. Interesting.
Maybe because as a kid, we didn't have it. So if you were cleaning the floor, it's more, you know, bucket of water.
You're down on your hands and knees.
You didn't have a mop growing up? Your mom didn't own a mop? You would walk in and mom was on her hands and knees scrubbing the kitchen floor?
Yes, John.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't have a mop? That's what you just said. You didn't have a mop growing up.
I know what I just said.
I guess it explains why you haven't been to Bronner's.
Okay, then.
Mom's always mopping.
Okay, speaking of Bronner's, this next one is a Christmas question. When do you put up your Christmas tree?
It's usually the week of Thanksgiving.
Week of or week after?
A week of, especially since...
So it's up for Thanksgiving.
The in-laws, usually come into town for Thanksgiving, and it's usually up. Sometimes my wife will like to decorate it with her mom. My mom will be around. She'll throw some ornaments on. Kids, obviously, will be around because they're home from school. So it's the week of Thanksgiving.
I would like to set it up now, but I don't want it up for my son's birthday. In November, November 17th is his birthday. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to say the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. You like to have it up for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To me, it's after. So that Black Friday long weekend, you set your tree, you get everything set up. It's after Thanksgiving because people jump the gun on Christmas. It is Thanksgiving, then Christmas.
Only if you're a Scrooge.
I procrastinate pretty hard on this. Mine's actually usually goes up Army-Navy Saturday. It's that first heavy college basketball Saturday of the year.
So you're like a couple weeks into December.
Yeah, it typically is that. Might be a little earlier this year.
Okay, so then when do you take it down?
College football season.
So like early January.
See,
ours is down before New Year's. Usually two or three days after Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
That's the idea. Now, college football season
stretching
is now going to
last
a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Tom?
I got to ask John, do you you are a Christmas music person big time. Do you still listen to Christmas music after you take your decorations, though?
Sure. I can listen to Christmas music all year.
I think Jim nailed it. Black Friday is the ideal day. But I do think if we're having family over Thanksgiving, we usually try to put the stuff up before.
Okay. The last question is it too early for Christmas music?
Nope. Never too early. Never too late.
Nope. Not at all. Let's go. Jingle bells all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to listen to it right now. It's got to be after Thanksgiving, but I don't care if a radio station starts playing it or if I hear it in a store, I get it.
Yeah, you walk into a department store, it kind of gives you that little Christmas feel.
What I've discovered this year with this weather, I've noticed people have Christmas decorations up already. They're getting out in front of it.
Our neighbors.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like 70 degrees out, and it just seems weird, and this makes me feel like what it's like to live in a warm climate. Like if you lived in Florida during the holidays, it just doesn't feel right. It's weird.
Yeah, it would feel weird listening, like jamming to Christmas music while it's 70 degrees out and we're still not even at Thanksgiving. To me, it's too early.
Sometimes you just need a smile on your face and Christmas music always comes through.
little bit too early for me. Don't tell that to my son. He is knee deep into 12 days already.
Excellent.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Heather's already watching Christmas movies.
I am. I've already, yes.
Oh.
But not Charlie Brown. Hallmark that guy channel? Sucks.
No, I don't have that.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
I just watch him on
oh.
Disney, Netflix, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And that is the cookie jar. It's 97.1. Full page of Ticket Text reacting to the cookie jar. Football Friday, if you missed any of it, Odyssey Rewind. A lot of talk about the Lions, the Texans. We're all very confident. John, Ticket Texters, on the chore they loathe, cleaning toilets, floors, and the bathroom. Thank God for Molly Maid, Ticket Text.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I don't mind that too much. Not as much as, and it sounds weird. Like it's not like I enjoy it, but I just despise how long and how tedious folding clothes are, especially when you have people in your house that every time they throw it in, sock, shirt, pants, it's all inside out. Can you please just be a little bit respectful?
Oh, I've got one for you, John. How about this? Pant legs, one side inside out,
right.
Other leg, right side out.
Yeah. Chances are they get it folded inside out.
Yeah, exactly. That's the answer, especially once they get to 10 or 11. I mean, you can understand it and cope with it when they're a little bit younger. But, man, just leave it that way. They can put it on that way.
Oh, they're all at the age, too, where they do their own laundry now. So that's an old...
Oh, Teddy does already?
Not yet. Not Teddy. I'll do his. But, yeah, no, the other kids are... They're on their own for that.
You're responsible for that. This one says, I can't believe you guys glanced over the nuisance beaver joke. That was gold. Can't believe it didn't have John on the floor.
I'm trying to be a grown-up today.
Trying is the key word.
Right.
This one says, I guess Gov is going to starve on Sundays with his Chick-fil-A option.
Yeah.
Another one says, Gov discovers global warming when realizing we still have 70-degree weather in November. Ticket Texter says, honest question.
You're supposed to say climate change.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not...
John discovers it when he lives forever.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a question about that in here as well.
Oceanfront property here in Michigan.
Not wrong about that. Texter says, the life question says, do we have to take into consideration, can we still have sex or is it going to stop working? I mean, I don't know how to go around forever or I want to know if I'm going to be perpetually 45 type of thing. How old are we going to be?
There's lots of questions.
Are we aging?
Right.
Right. No.
Yes. Or am I going to live as now?
In my world, when I am living forever, everything is still operational.
Yeah. 100%. I don't think you just become like a raisin.
No, it probably becomes a little bit more difficult.
You must stop aging at a certain point. So what's the point? What age do you stop
at? Bill Belichick can do it.
Well, all right. Yeah, this one says, what are the rules about being able to live forever? Can I jump out of a plane with no parachute and still be alive? Like, how far are we going here?
Sure, why not?
I mean, sure, hey, you can't. Yeah, you get to live forever.
Gov wants to murder someone.
They might break some bones and have to
heal.
Should
we figure out who's on Gov's list?
Yeah, really, that was kind of dark.
Yeah.
I hope that person apps also can live forever.
Live forever, yeah. Right, yeah. The battle of the undiable.
Texter says, can Jim even have a tree with cats?
Yeah.
You have a fake tree. Yeah. John, are you a real tree guy?
I am. Yes, I prefer a real tree. Now, we haven't had one since Teddy was born for reasons, but this will probably be the last year we don't have a real one.
So I've done both. Like growing up at one point, I remember being a little kid and we go pick out a tree and take it home, but you got to water it and the needles get everywhere and it's kind of a pain in the ass. And even at some point, my parents said, just buy the one tree.
Yeah.
Put all your own decorations on it and it's way less of a headache. So
and
that's
it's
what
probably
we do.
Less expensive.
If you're looking at the holidays expense. As a headache, sure, I could see where you're
coming
from.
Oh, John, don't
there.
Do this. You can make streamline some things in your life, and it doesn't mean you're cheapening the holiday.
The process of going, chopping down your own tree, bringing is, I just love the entire thing. And it's we've always done it as a family. So it's one of those things.
I remember when I was younger, we did it.
Yeah, you can put your tree up as a family, I like the whole thing.
Yeah. Heather, real?
I've never had a real tree in my life, but I think the tradition of going and doing it as a family would
amazing.
Be fun. But we also have our own tradition of setting up the tree as a family. Anyway, we've got the Christmas movies going or music, and we're always putting it up together. So that's fun, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like a hassle.
No.
The real one.
No, it's not.
dogs, water bowls, needles.
Yeah, young kids.
It's great for the fire pit out back after.
You cannot put it up early, though. That early, at least.
Sure you can. Like, just water it.
You got to maintain it. Yeah, water it.
So you could put up a real tree.
The week of Thanksgiving.
How long does it last?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Well, we always take ours down, a couple days after Christmas. So.
Not I. It stays up into the new year.
And if we weren't traveling, maybe I won't have to worry about it this year. If we weren't traveling for bowl games, then it might stay up a little bit later. But we like to come back from those with starting fresh in the new year.
John typically takes a tree down after Michigan's last game of the season. So it's going to be December 1st this year.
Oh, yeah. Could be. Could be. Might not even make it to Christmas.
Painful. Painful, painful, painful. How ugly do you think it's going to get this weekend?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've seen a number of blue walls fall this week, so could be the next one.
Because the spread, we picked it at 13.5. I'm just going to gloss over that. 13.5, 14.5 on some books. Indiana's beaten everybody by 14 or more. And we've also seen them beat teams by 30.
Sure.
35, 37 in the case of Michigan State just last week. Like, they're not going to let off the gas in this game. Nor should they. We've gone through this with the Lions. Like, John, I didn't see it until the middle of the week, what Dan Lanning did at the Big House this last week, where he took a timeout late in the game and told his team, look, watch everybody leave. Look what you did. That's what teams should do. They should go in, make it their own, show their team what they're capable of, create that belief in their roster. Cignetti's done it with Indiana. So, yeah, I don't know if it's going to get 30-point blowout ugly, but, yeah, I think Indiana's not going to lay off at all.
It's all on the table. It's all on the table. They're certainly not going to let off the gas at any point, and I wouldn't expect them to.
Gator, I was listening in the car the other day, and I only picked up part of the conversation. But you were making Doug very uncomfortable talking about radio booths in the Big Ten and who would win in fights.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.